get out of the car and I wait. You come round from your side and you clip the leash to my collar. I pull the slip knot on my bolero top and slide it off. Then the button on my wrap over skirt. It's irritating to have to wear them while we're driving. But we can't live in our world without passing through the straight one. I remember the time Mrs. Douglas next door saw you lifting me out of the trunk of the car. Of course, I was properly undressed that time. The bloody woman had a police cruiser pulling up as fast as she could dial. Not as fast as I could put on the emergency skirt and sweater. You have me keep by the door, though. They made you stay in the house and took me to the cruiser. I told them the only thing I was in danger of was fainting from the gin on Mrs. Douglas's breath. And how, anyway, she couldn't see her hand in front of her face without her glasses. Bloody woman. I bend to put my skirt and bolero on this car seat. I keep my legs together and absolutely straight. Bending at the waist to push my ass out properly. As I put my straight world uniform on the seat, your hand comes down hard on my butt. The sound of the smack, crisp and clear on the air. My ass burns, and I smile as my nipples harden instantly. You always do that. Make me hard. Hard and on fire. A fire that's already burning in more than just my ass. You tug on my leash, and I straighten. Summer's not quite over, and the ground is dry, so I can keep my heels on. The sun is close to setting, and the red and gold dapples its painting on the trees and leaves, an early echo of fall's fall. And there's a breeze, but it's soft and warm. It dances over my nipples and sneaks between my legs, stirring my pussy hair like your fingers do. You smile and tug on the leash again as you head towards the path into the wood's edge. I follow, not only because the leash means I must, because right now, right here, there's no place I'd rather be. Nothing I'd rather be doing than obeying your unspoken order. And that's who I am. And who I am is exactly who I want to be. And that's the thing straights don't get about what I am, about what you are, what we are. It's like my sister Danny. She's got her 2.5 kids, her house in the suburbs, her stay-at-home house life, her Sunday go-to-church. And of course she's got Mike, her husband. The perfect life, she says, and she never understood why I didn't want it to. She knows Mike is doing his secretary at the office, but she thinks that's just part of the cover charge for the 2.5 kids in the house. I know she doesn't know he's doing her best friend, Patsy, too. Of course, Patsy doesn't know Danny's doing her old man, Steve. And whatever Danny's got, she's welcome to it. But fucking suburbia? Like I said to her, it ain't me, babe. So, I did sort of hint at what I was. What you are. She had a fit. I mean, I didn't tell her the half of it, but she had a fucking fit. Was ready to do a Mrs. Douglas on the spot. And tell Mom, too. I smile again. She'd have had a shock if she did. Me and you wouldn't surprise Mom and Dad one little bit. But Danny, she was all like, how could I do that? How could I be whatever you wanted me to be and do whatever you told me to do? And that's when I told her how being a slave was the freest I'd ever been. How she was so busy being the perfect wife, while Mike was being busy being the perfect office jerk and working late on his secretary. She'd forgotten who she was. Or maybe she never found out. And how what I was exactly what I wanted to be. Whether it was on my knees with your cock in my mouth, or over your knee while you stripe my ass with a crop, or like here, like now, and I'm walking on your leash. And I told her how maybe she was the slave, with her always being what the world wanted her to be, looking the way the world wanted her to look. And maybe, just maybe, I was the free one, being exactly what I am. Your slave. Your slut. I smile, and my already straight back straightens even more. Damn, I love being me. You tug on my leash again, and I see we've reached the glade. The sun is sinking lower, and the dragonflies are dancing on the air. A flash of color crosses the glade as the bluebird chases its supper, and its friends in the trees do their Tiriquetal song, taking bets on whether it's going to go hungry or feast. I love it. I couldn't be happier, and I get a bluebird. Some days it just doesn't get any better. You tug on my leash, and we walk over to a single oak in the middle of the glade. I stand against the tree, my breasts squashed against the rough bark, and spread my legs a little. And then I reach around the welcoming, comforting trunk. You take a rope from your pocket and walk to the other side of the tree. You tie the rope to the rings and the cuffs on my wrists so my arms are stretched taut, and we both know I'm not going to shift or fall from what's coming next. And then you unclip the leash and double it. The bluebird stopped taking bets on supper. And it's like they're cheering you on, cheering me on. The first stroke of the leash lands high on my back, across my shoulder blades, hard enough to stripe me, but not so hard as to risk permanent damage. You lash me, and then you walk the kiss of the leather down my back, keeping the stripes close. Occasionally they cross, and I feel a welt rise on my skin. The air, it echoes with the sound of the leather on woman, blending with the excited chatter of the bluebirds. As you walk the leather down on my back, onto the tops of my thighs, I begin to whimper, to moan. I think of poor Danny, locked in her suburban mask and fakery. Her fake orgasms, her fake face, and her fake life. And I hear my very own, very real scream as your lash lands even harder. A scream I'm glad to make. I want to make a scream, and I feel free, free to make it. And then you move behind me. You move behind me and begin to kiss the stripes you've marked me with. You kiss them, and your tongue dances along each brand you've made, however temporary, on my oh-so-willing skin. And as you kiss them, as you kiss me, I begin to cry. Not because I'm unhappy, but because I can't imagine being happier. And you sink to your knees, and your tongue eases into my gut, and you lick, and you taste. Oh, and there's plenty at my well for you to drink. Your tongue goes deeper into me. Your tongue goes deeper into me. And your thumbs spread me open. Oh, you lick and suck. I can feel the fire rising in me. And the sweet tension. The urgency. And as I'm about to break, you stop. You stop. And another hard smack lands on my buttocks. Damn, I love you, being you. Then you stand, and you clip the rope from my wrist cuffs. You clip the leash to my collar again, and you tug. And we walk, the bluebirds behind us, going back to taking bets on dragonflies. And the sun sinking lower in the sky. And if Danny were there, her jaw, it would probably drop down to Australia. Because for us, the leash is like walking hand in hand. And we walk. Oh, in shock. Or we talk. We talk. And it's not getting down on your knees and beg me to whip you, cunt. Though if it was, I would in an instant and be happy doing it. No. It's can you pick up some eggs on the way home from work Tuesday? It's how Wendy's birthday at my office on Thursday. And she's having a crowd at Molly Malone's, that new Irish place. Shall we go? 'Cause you're not some crazy billionaire with a necktie fetish. We both work and, like, drive here. Our real world has to cross into the straight one. And Danny wouldn't get that. Like she's never got me. Like she's never got anything that can't be measured in dollars and cents. And blue boxes and getting her kids into a good school. So we walk and we talk. And your leash is on my collar and I'm yours. And fuck with the straight world. Because we've got the style. We've got one that sits on the edge of the woods. We're nearly there. So you unclip the leash. And I walk to the stile. Then I spread my legs to either side. And I bend over the top bar. And I brace my hands on the stile step. My legs are open. And the breeze is playing tag with my pussy hair. And your hand lands hard on my ass again. Not just once this time. 'Cause this is the style. So your hand lands. And it lands again and again and again and again. You spank me. You spank me hard. Your hand alternating between my cheeks. Reddening me and making me burn. Oh, you spank me hard, and the burn spreads from my ass into my cunt, and I burn there too. And then you stop, and I hear your sip. I feel your cock at last, sliding between my buttocks as you spread them, pressing against my anus, pressing, pushing, and entering me. Oh, you enter me and you drive into me. And I know your eyes are where mine are. Oh, and you drive in. Danny would say, you are rough and uncaring. But I'm not Danny. Right now I'm your cunt. Oh, I'm your cunt and my ass is your ass. And I'm ready and a willing hole for your pleasure. Oh, and as you drive into me, my head spins, and I feel like I'm flying. And as your cock opens my asshole, it's like I can hear it. It's like a mad percussion in the greatest, hardest rock song ever played. And it's like I'm being everything I ever wanted to be, mostly because I am. Oh, and the sun's sinking. The dragonflies dart. And as my head spins, and the world spins, oh, and we are us. We are us. And we are what we are in this place we need to be. Ma'am, I love being us. Oh. And you pull out of me, even though you haven't come. Because it's not time for that yet. And you tug on my leash. And we climb over the stile. And we walk down the slope. Then the because we're here. We're here and it's time. We walk up the hill. Beyond your leash. My back straight and my heart full. And the cicadas. Oh, walking in the grass, their legs scraping rhythm for our steps. And we climb, we walk to get to the tower. The tower with its basket. The one you told me is the same place a bonfire used to be in old days. So people could light if the enemy came. And light a fire that spread across the land. So everyone could know and be safe. The sun is sinking so slow. Oh, it's kissing the horizon. So round and clean from the top of our hill. And I drop to my knees. And I take your cock into my mouth. And I begin to suck. Suck. And your fleshy fist clenches my hair. And you pull out. Oh, simply part of us being who we are in this place we need to be. Oh, and I suck and I suck. In my throat. Oh, your cock begins to pulse between my lips. Oh, the sun sink lower. Oh, and the kisses rise in even closer. Until the last rays burn and falls in us as the sky falls away. And you come, and you flood my mouth with thick joy. You come, oh, and your fists pull hard on my hair, forcing your cock deep into my face, hard into you. You come, and we are us. And then as the sun falls, you tie the other end of the leash to the bolt as we put a fire in the basket bowl. Oh, you tie me to the bowl. And the stars begin their wheel above us. We lie down and I hold your still hard cock. You pinch and nipple smile. Oh no, you twist so hard on my nipples. And we lie down, making up new names for the constellations in the sky above us. Like children seeing cloud castles in the air. The crop and the ball gag, the nipple clamp. We lie down and we drift towards our shared and happy sleep. And I know that Mrs. Douglas doesn't matter. The Danny doesn't matter. 'Cause I know, fuck them. And they can keep their straight world labors. This girl is your slave. And that's what I'm all about.